I started as a young lad, I did play. I played the accordion and I played the tin whistle. My dancing wasn't never the best. And then I realised, I always say it's because I became interested in playing Gaelic football that I didn't become a great player. I suppose the truth is, I was never going to be a great player. Although music is very much in my family. I have a sister who's an excellent player. And my grandmother on both sides, my grandmother and grandfather, they were all musicians. So music is very much in my family, even though you wouldn't think it if you heard me play. Amazing the change there's been, especially in, I'd say, in the last 10 years. I mean, when I came here, and even up to 10 years ago, the pubs were packed, you know, people were there, they were full of life, there was music in them, and in the Irish pubs, but then if you went to the English pubs, they were singing, there used to be pianos, they were all full. Friday night, you had to be in Ireland. Now they're closing them down. Same thing with the clubs. It's how do you survive now? And the only way they can survive is by putting on food. We find that at the Irish Centre now, they've opened up huge kitchens there now in order to accommodate that end of it. Because, oh, they've changed. Pubs, clubs, they're gone. I used to go to the old Roscoe. Yes. That was my first introduction to drinking beer. I never drank before I left Ireland. Was a thing taboo. I was into sports and that. And then I was introduced to the Roscoe. And you know, when I used to hear about the Roscoe back in Ireland, I used to think, this Roscoe must be a fantastic place. I've got to see this. It must be fantastic. I couldn't believe it when I went in. Is this it? But the place was alive. It was a wonderful place to go to. And then, of course, we used to go to the Regent. But now the Regent is still there. But it's not the region we used to go to. No, it was wonderful in those days. You might have 20 musicians above on the stage, you know, playing. Now it's gone. The place would be packed. But I'm going back now a few years for that. And that's where the Uncultus movement started there. And the musicians used to come from Birmingham, London, Manchester, all over England. Honestly, it was a wonderful place to be. The weekends there were fantastic. But that's all gone. It's all gone. All Irish culture is a family culture. It's a very deep culture. It isn't just the music. It's the life that's there. It brings people alive to this music and the dancing that is on there. Now, if you can leave that, and if you can give that to the second and third generation, and indeed it's amazing all the English people with all no Irish connection at all, who will surprise you when they start playing musical instruments and playing Irish music. You think, my gosh. And when you watch them dance, fantastic, or singing. So what we have to give, and what I'd like to think when I pass away, is that that music, that those singing, the dancing, the general family, the nice environment that is created by it. I think that's so important. There's a lovely environment there, always has been, friendly, and where everybody anybody who comes into it, irrespective of what nationality they are, feel at home. And that's what I'd like to know.